Hi, my dear people, and welcome to the Multidimensional Beauty Spa. I'm really, really happy today because I can share this wonderful information with you. And I can show you how it works. I can show you what it can do for you, and we can play together. People who got my emails from AWeber, they got the information about it, and they were asked to listen to the Rainbow Frequencies Facial. What we are going to do, we are going to play today, and we are going to heal today, and I hope that you will have a lot of fun, and I'm going to have a lot of fun. So we are playing with the Rainbow Frequencies Facial. What I would like you to do first, I would like to explain the rules, how we are going to interact together. And I can see that someone has his hand raised. And I would like you guys to stay away a little bit, to hold your questions until the very end. So I will open the lines for you for the last half an hour of our session, because we are going to do a lot of healing, a lot of healing and a lot of interaction with the field of the five elements today. That's why to stay in the field, I will need to be in the field myself. So in the end, I will answer all the questions. Just a second. Okay, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, why are you calling? Do you have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you?
Is the Skype. You are calling Skype. I'm sorry. I'm hanging up. Okay. So I'm sorry. Please don't do that, because this is a continuous session. Okay. So, what we are going to do, we are going to speak about the multidimensional beauty spa first. And this is a very interesting thing. This is the energy field that was created for us. And it so happened that I started recording all the meditations with all the energies in there. But then the energy of the five elements, they told me, well, create a field where people who know much about the energies of the five elements and who already attended your previous classes and calls and went through the whole program, and people who are new to this, they all can play together and they all can benefit from it at their own level. So this field was created by the energies, but also, you know, a very interesting thing happened, because your highest guides wanted to participate and they wanted to supervise, but they also wanted to learn from our work. And that is very precious, because right now people who can feel the energies very well and people who cannot feel the energies or just feel something, everything is okay. And you know, you should know that your highest guides, your angels are there and they are playing with you and they are interacting with you. So let's do that. What I would like you to do first, I would like you just to feel the field, just to feel that field. And I'm going to lead you through it, and I'm going to explain everything, how it works, and we are going to do it together. So right now, please take a deep breath in and out. And let's step into that field. This is the field of harmony and love, and the energies of the five elements are already present in there. And and they're going to go through your body, and you can feel them with your senses, with a sense of just knowing that they are there, just with a little of the vibration that you can feel in your body, just with the warmth of love. Some people during our work can feel different sensations, like warmth or cold, or the energies will go to a specific organ or organs or tissues or muscles. Everything is okay because they are everywhere in the body. They are also everywhere in your emotional body. They are everywhere in your mental body and in the spiritual bodies. And they are present in your perception of life. And that's how we are going to work, through your senses. The thing that you should know is that they are there. We are in the field right now. And you are going to start feeling them through one or more of your senses. And if you don't feel anything, please don't be frustrated, because there is always a reason for it. All you need to know is just to know that they are there. Okay. Okay, and now we are all in the field. So what does the field do for us? So how can we work with it? And the answer is through one of the meditations that you have. That's why I told you during the call, and I really, really appreciate that you trusted your intuition, trusted that this package is necessary for you at this moment of time. So what you do, you choose the meditation intuitively, or following your intention by your need. For example, if today you feel like working with your face, with the rainbow frequencies facial, please do it. But tomorrow you might feel, okay, I need another meditation. Maybe I will work with my muscles. Then do it. So choose intuitively, but also you need to know that in each meditation, there is information about all. So all you need to do is to bring your intention. And your intention can be as wide, for example, just the facial, or you can start working on just one wrinkle on your face, or you can start working with everything, like with the with your health and with your emotions, with your thought patterns, with your spiritual bodies, with your life, with your perception of life. You can even bring to your facial, you can bring the intention, okay, today I feel a little bit sad, so bring your intention. Okay, so that's what you do. You bring your intention. This intention needs to be just for you. Okay, you do your facial for yourself, so that's for me. Also, when you work with this field, bring your intention in a positive way. So don't say to yourself, okay, I came here to get rid of my wrinkles. Instead, think positively, because the field picks up the positive vibrations. Say, for example, I need my face to look smooth, and I need all the imperfections that are on my face to be remedied. Something very positive. So think positively when you come to this field of energy. The range of application of this field differs. So it can be as small as a wrinkle, or lifting the face, or as wide as your life. So each meditation has access to this field, and through each meditation you get access to this field. So that's how it works. So it's connected to the field and it's part of it. So what are the energies in the field? First, they are the energies of the five elements that we consist of. They are the building blocks of the universe. They are the building blocks on our earth, and they are the building blocks in our body. So they are all there, these energies. But they are in harmony. So just imagine that when you walk on the beach or when you walk in the forest, and there is that moment of time when you feel completely, completely in harmony. So that's the feeling in that field. Because it is built in such a way that everything is in harmony there. This is the energy, the frequency of beauty and harmony that the field is carrying, and the energy of love. The energies in this field are programmed to work in a specific way with you. And this is the way, at the same time, they release blockages. They release blockages because every wrinkle on your face is connected with a blockage, with some limitation. And this limitation can go through the physical body, it can go through the emotional body, mental body, spiritual bodies. It can root itself in the one of the past lifetimes. So guess what? The beauty of that energy field, the multidimensional beauty spa, is that it goes through all the fields, all the fields. It takes and releases the root of that wrinkle or the root of why you feel sad, and it clears everything. At the same time, because the energy pathways become clearer, it has the ability of absorption more light, so it brings more light into the energy system. And this light becomes a new pattern. So when you finish the meditation, you start breathing in at a new level of expansion of the energy, at a new level of absorption of energy. Everything that you are changes, and the five elements are helping it in that. So if in our first course that we had in October and in November, we were discovering, okay, what can water do for me? What can earth do for me? Here you need to know that everything works at the same time, and it works for you. You can take it as deep as you want, and you can take it as superficial as you want. So it's all about your intention. This field is all about your intention. The interesting thing is that it works on the multidimensional you. A rainbow frequency facial, for example, that we are going to go over today, works on all of what you are, not just on your face. And you will have a chance to really understand it, and you will have a chance to follow it. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give you that facial. I'm going to lead you through a short power facial, and we're going to experience how it works, and then we'll go step by step so that you would know how it works. I had a lot of questions when people were asking me, can people in the same room benefit from it? Yes. Yes, they can. People from your DNA will benefit from it because your siblings, your children, your parents, because what we are going to do and what we are doing in reality, we are clearing the strands of your DNA. That's what we do. Through one meditation, through all of them, in each of them, you have access to the information that clears the strands of your DNA through a particular microsystem. So the answer to this question is yes. Okay. So what we are going to do right now, we are going to take a deep breath in and out, and we are all in this field. And because there are many of us, the field is intensifying and it will start working on everything that you are. And now I would like you to connect to the energies of your face. And think, what is really that you need? What do you need from this experience? What would you like to improve? What would you like to be? And start breathing. And see how the blue color is going above your eyebrows and under your eyes. Just imagine that beautiful blue color of the water element is going through your whole body. It is finding the energy pathways in your body. To make yourself feel that you are special. To allow you to feel that you are beautiful. And just imagine this release. You might feel something, or you might not feel anything. All is fine. Just imagine that color is penetrating your emotional body, going through it, releasing and healing. Through your mental body, through your spiritual body, through your life. And now start feeling that light is coming in to these clear energy pathways. It's coming in from the universal field of love, from the multidimensional beauty spa. It's coming from love, and light is penetrating your spiritual body, replacing old patterns. Through your mental body, your emotional body, through your physical body. And it goes back to your face, above your eyebrows, under your eyes, and feel this color inside your eyes as well, cooling, soothing, relaxing. Healing all of your energies. And now when you keep on breathing, you start breathing a new pattern. This is a new light pattern. And now what you are doing You are seeing that there is another color that is joining our dance, and this is the red color. So just imagine that red color is mixing up with the blue one. And you notice it in the middle of your forehead, above your eyebrows, on your eyebrows, and above your upper lip. This is the fire element color, but it's also the fire element healing frequency. It's combining with the blue one on your face, and it starts going through the energy pathways and channels to your whole body. To your physical body. Your emotional body. To your mental body, replacing your limitations with higher frequency patterns, mental, spiritual bodies, and through your life. Then you release those energy pathways that are clear now, that start absorbing more light, going through all your body, through your life. Through your mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. Through your physical body, and it goes back to your face, warming, moisturizing, soothing the wrinkles, forming collagen. Wonderful. Now let's pick up a different color. Let's pick up the color of the wood element. And this is the green color. And we'll pick up this color in between of your eyebrows, on your temples, and on your chin. Just imagine that color. And it's mixing up with blue and red. And from the face, it goes deep into all of your body, releasing all the patterns. And as I said previously, it's releasing these patterns not just from your physical, emotional, or spiritual bodies, but also from your past lives and reincarnations. So it goes to the emotional body, releasing all the patterns there. Mental. Spiritual life through all of your lifetimes. And at the same time, there is more light that is brought in by the energy of the multidimensional beauty spa. And it's going back, that light, through your body, feeling all those channels with lighter patterns of your spiritual bodies, your mental bodies. Physical body, it's going back to the face and settles there where we picked it up. Now let's pick up the yellow color. And the yellow color is also the color of the sun. It's the frequency of the sun patterns. That's the frequency of the earth element. And the energy is going from your face, and we pick it up on the nose and on the cheeks. That color and the frequency starts spreading all over your face. It also has a very strong lifting effect. So you can feel that your facial muscles, the muscles of your neck, your jaws, cheeks, your eyebrows, everything, eyelids, everything that needs to be lifted is lifting. Now the color starts going deeper into the body, into your physical body, through all the pathways and channels, to all the tissues and organs. And if something needs to be lifted, and sometimes people have prolapses expressed as hemorrhoids or varicose veins, this is the time to lift it up, or even hernias or pelvic floor. So feel that lifting effect in your whole body. And the color goes to the emotional body and lifts up your spirit, your mood, brings more energy of joy as it is replacing old patterns. Just going through the mental bodies, making your thought forms more positive. Go through everything, your spiritual bodies and your life. At the same time, more and more light is arriving through the spiritual bodies, mental, emotional, physical. And the color goes back to your face, where we picked it up. Now it's time to pick up the silver color of the metal element. And we pick it up on the lines that are leading from the corners of your mouth to your nose. And on your jaw bones. And just imagine that silver, beautiful frequency of the metal element spreading on your face, replenishing your face with the necessary minerals, and it's spreading to all the tissues and organs in your body. Going to the emotional body through the energy channels and pathways that are existing in this field. And they're opening up for you right now. To the mental body. Mm-hmm. spiritual bodies to your life, picking up more light. And now your life is picking up more light. Mental body, emotional, spiritual, your physical body, and back to the face. To where we started. And finally, let's feel into the energies of your whole face at the same time. Everything that you need to be improved there, that you, what your intention is. Or you can have a more general intention of releasing limitations from your whole face and bringing in more light and higher frequency energies. So now, all the elements, all the frequencies, color frequencies of the elements are there in a beautiful dance. And through you, the energies of your whole face, let's go to all the organs and tissues, muscles, joints, bones, viscera, inside your body. Through your whole body to the emotional body, clearing the limitations from the emotional body, from the emotions. Everything that is too much or too little, everything that is not in harmony is being released. Too much sadness, too little joy. Mental body, the energy is going through energy pathways and channels through the spiritual bodies and out into your life. Clearing and releasing everything that needs to be released. And as a final touch, through all your lives, all your reincarnations, at the same time. Clearing patterns of fear, aggression, sadness, lack of joy, drama, and stresses, grief, and now allow yourself to start absorbing more light of love and harmony and beauty through your past lifetimes and reincarnations, through your life, through your spiritual bodies, mental bodies, emotional body, your physical body, and back to your face. And take a deep breath in and out. Wonderful. And now you can feel the field, right? You can feel it more. Some people can feel it as completeness. Some people feel it as like a little bit dizzy, a little bit in a wave. You feel it through your senses, and all the feelings and sensations are really good. And that's how the field works. What we need to trust it. So let's download into your energy bodies, into your body, that energy of trust, trusting the creative force, trusting the love of the creator, trusting the unconditional love, and trusting the creator inside you. And say yes to that energy, to that download. Trusting that your spirits and guides will do their best for you through that field, playing with the energies of this field. Let's also download into our energy systems belief in miracles, because this is a miracle field. This field can do everything for you, or it can do nothing, depending on your intention. So let's download that belief in miracles, that a miracle can happen, that this field will bring miracle into your life. Let's also download accepting duality into our energy systems, because we need to understand that there is yin and yang, and they play together. And there is yin and yang in each element, there is yin and yang in each energy. So let's download accepting our duality inside us and outside. The most important thing to do in this field is not to have the energy of fighting or opposition. So by accepting our duality, we're accepting our shadow side, we're accepting the shadow patterns, the whole range of patterns. Sadness on one hand, joy on the other hand, right? Stress-free and stressful life, like we're accepting all of it. And by accepting, it's possible to change the pattern, the energy pattern, to a higher frequency through the observation. And that's what we're doing. We're just observing the energy. Also, what I would like to share with you is that it's only our ego that is telling us that we have to do something in this field. We have to really do, push, replace. No. The energies are doing it all by themselves through the physical laws. Okay? So light always flows where it's lighter, right? So if the energy is encountering in one of your energy fields some imperfection, something that can be clear today, it is doing it. It is doing it by itself. We don't need to push it. We don't need to even discuss it. What is helpful is the power of observation. That's why we are going now to activate all the five senses in our bodies. Well, there's actually one more, so we're activating seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and just knowing. And if you tell me, well, I don't feel anything, that's fine. Because the more you play in that field, the more the energy is of this field, with the help of your highest spirit guides and angels, the more they are going to release the limitations And the more you will start feeling, all of a sudden, one day you will notice, oh, I can really feel, I can really see. What I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share a secret with you. What is really happening? We are playing in that rainbow frequency spatial. This meditation that I gave you, that the energies allowed me to present for your attention and for usage, it's really a miracle. Because in first place, there's the energy of the color field of the five elements that are performing there. That it's the energy of the color that is performing there. But secondly, it's not just the color. When you connect your eyes, the iris of your eyes with the goddess or goddess of rainbow iris, a very interesting thing happens at this particular moment. And I'm going to demonstrate it for you. And I hope that you will all get it. And if you don't, that's fine. The more you play, the more you receive from it. Look. For example, if I tell you, okay, so let's just imagine, close your eyes and imagine the blue color, the way it is presented in your life. You can just make an image of in your mind of something blue or the shade of blue that you really like. But what is happening right now, let's connect with the iris of our eyes. Let's connect to the goddess of rainbow iris. And let's allow her, through the energies of the five elements, to bring in the frequency of blue. And now you can see how the image that you initially formed in your mind is changing, right? There's a big difference of the color blue and the frequency of blue. And that's what the energy of the five elements are allowing us to do in this meditation. They are allowing us to absorb the frequencies. The frequencies have a different spectrum of vibration, has a different range of colors, and it has more potential of clearing old limitations, old patterns that are coming through our reincarnations that we are presenting on our face today through our DNA. So that is what is happening. So the way to work with this meditation, you can really listen to it every day until you think, okay, now I would like to listen to another meditation. Or when you feel saturated with the energies. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is when you go somewhere or when you have 5 minutes but you don't feel like listening to the meditation, what you do, you just step into the multidimensional beauty spa field. And you just start doing that clearing work on yourself. Just imagine, connect with the irises, from the irises of your eyes, connect with the goddess of iris, of rainbow iris, and bring in the frequency of blue. And even though you have a chart in your student's file, it doesn't have to be like it's the easiest, and that's where the elements are presenting themselves, the areas that are color-coded on your chart. But you can bring that frequency of blue intuitively to wherever you need it. Just listen to the field. Listen what your highest masters are telling you. Listen to where, to the areas they guide you. And this is typically the area that needs that. Right now, for example, I am scanning our mutual energy field, and I'm picking up that blue frequency. And it is just going to our mutual energy field that we have created, healing, releasing through our energy bodies, through our past lives, everything that needs to be released. And it's picking up more light. And the shade of blue is a little bit changing because the frequency is changing. It's becoming a little bit more high vibrational. Can you feel that? So that's what I did with our general, our mutual energy field. Okay? And you can do it. You can do it too. Every word in this meditation, because sometimes people are asking me about the flow. So what is the significance in the flow? There is a significance in the flow because every color has a meaning and every element has the frequency of the color inside it. So from that chart, you can see that water clears kidneys and your bladder. And with the emotional field, it clears the patterns of fear and it brings up courage. And it also, it adds more potentials. It opens up more possibilities in your life. That's what the water element does. The wood element clears the patterns, stagnation from the liver and gallbladder, but and from the emotional field, it clears everything that that has something to do with the frustrations and resentments and anger, and it brings more confidence into your life. And it also clears your energy on your life path. So that's what the wood does. The fire element clears the energies of the heart and small intestine. It brings in more joy into your life. It brings more ability to communicate with people. And it really, really brings in success. And it clears everything that is on the way to your success, to more confidence, to more communication and various levels of communication with people. So that's what the fire element does. The earth element clears patterns from your spleen, your stomach, your digestive system, and it brings in more focus. It brings in more harmony in life. It harmonizes the duality in your life. So that's what the earth element does. And the metal element clears the patterns stuck in your lungs and large intestine, and it also brings more discernment. Okay, I am finalizing this cycle in my life. I am stepping into another cycle in my life. So what is that I would like, which energy I would like to take as a startup energy for a new cycle? So that's what the metal element does. It also clears the energy around the life lessons. So that's what it is. But on the physical body, what is happening? We have sometimes a little bit of dampness that is accumulated on the face, and a little bit of, you know, the face becomes puffy. What does that mean? That means that there is some water that is stagnant. It's accumulated. More frequently, it's under the eyes, right, or on the eyelids, upper or lower eyelid. Sometimes we have other imperfections, like, for example, sagging skin on specific areas of the face. And what it is really, it's the earth element that is not holding the energies of the face in place, where it needs to be. So then you need to work on the earth element specifically. Sometimes it can be, you know, like people have the undercolor on the face. For example, if the face is too pale, what does it mean? That means that that person might have a little bit of metal disharmony. So disharmony coming from the immune system, from the lungs or large intestine. For example, I had a patient who was extremely, extremely pale, like pale as snow. Sure enough, that patient had very, very weak lungs, and his immune system was very weak. So that's how that disharmony is reflected on our face, right? Sometimes people have a lot of acne or rosacea or some other like redness in the face. And as we know, heat rises. So when a person has that redness on the face, that means that there is a lot of fire patterns, right? There is a lot of fire element patterns. So that can be harmonized with this meditation. Sometimes people have, you know, around the eyes, on the side, on the outside of your eyes, closer to your temples, there is a little bit of, there can be a little bit of green color. So what does that mean? So green color is the wood element. So that means that there can be a little bit of disharmony in a liver or gallbladder, or just in the confidence, because any of the fields can be involved in that. So our face really reflects everything. It reflects all the energies. Okay, so what we can do here, we can really work either with one color or with one element, or we can work with all of them, allowing your face to absorb all these as necessary. That is why there are two types of work that you can do in this field. One, to connect to the field through the meditation, because everything is channeled in this meditation, and that meditation activates the field. Okay, so that is number one. Number two is you can step into the field the way we did right now, and you can play yourself with the colors. You can allow the field to bring out the frequency of a particular color for your need, or just play and bring one color, then another color, then another color, and see what it can do for you. See how you feel it in your physical body, what kind of changes are happening in your emotional body, in your life. You can follow that. You can observe. Observe the changes of the energy. Observe the work of that magnificent field. See what it can do for you. Mm-hmm. There are, if you look at the chart, there's the thing that I haven't mentioned yet. There are activation points. And the activation points, what they do, they enhance the work of the field. So they, at the end of the meditation, or when you work with the field, you can activate these points for yourself. And what you do, you just imagine that vertical line and the horizontal line coming. So one point is the point that is in the pituitary, pineal gland, that is the top point. Then it connects to the third eye. And it connects to the point on the upper lip. So let's activate these points for you now. And there are two points on the horizontal line. They are behind your ears. Let's activate them. And the activation of these points allows you to just feel the field more and to be engaged more with that field, to enhance the work that you have done in the field. Okay, wonderful. So, and there's one last thing that I wanted to draw your attention to, and that is the thing at the very end of the meditation. At the very end of the meditation, there is that connection again to the goddess of sea and sky and the creator of the rainbow iris that is coming down from the sky to channel her message. So this is the message from your higher self. But that is also the message from the field of love for you. Every time you play with that field, you can get the message. So let's do it right now. And what you are going to do, you are going to tap into that message. And even if you don't hear anything and don't get anything immediately, just remember that the field of the five elements works through everything that you are. You can just after the call, go upstairs or go somewhere, and then you touch your own muscle, and all of a sudden there is a beautiful revelation. So that's the message of the field. Well, all of a sudden it can come as an idea, it can come as a thought, it can come as an emotion. So that's the message. But right now what we are going to do, we are going to get that message for yourself, and also I will get that message for all of you from the field, okay? So let's connect with the iris of our eyes to the goddess of the rainbow iris. And we'll allow the field of the five elements to bring into your body, into your emotions, your physical body, into your mind, that beautiful message from the field of love for you, for your life. Just allow it to come through one of your senses as a thought. Your life is very precious. It's self-contained, but it's vast at the same time. You carry lots of patterns of love, and that love makes you what you are. And that energy of love carries you through your life, allowing you to shine your light. Making the earth better, making the universe better. You are very precious. Wonderful. Now you see you got your own messages. And if you didn't, then it's fine too. Practice and you will. You will get that message. There is one more thing. There are specific minerals that are mentioned in the meditation: zinc, sulfur, selenium, and vitamin E. So we're going to speak how to create and how these minerals and essences and vitamins are created energetically next time. But this time, what I would like to do, I would like just to rebalance this on your face, and we'll allow the field to rebalance these minerals and vitamins on your face. And you just right now can feel how it is happening energetically, okay? And next time we'll speak more about it and we'll discuss how it is done. Okay, so let's allow the field to rebalance zinc in your face and in your body. And sulfur, please. In your body. Selenium. Vitamin E. Wonderful. Let's again tap into the energies of the field itself. Tap into the energy of harmony and beauty that this field is carrying. These are the frequencies of harmony and beauty that the field is carrying. Feel into the energy of harmony and beauty inside yourself. In every cell of your body. Feel into the energy of the unconditional love that this field is carrying. And let's send gratitude to our highest spirit guide, angels, archangels, that were assisting us and other energies, or the field that were assisting us in this healing. Okay. And take a deep breath in and out. Okay, wonderful. Okay, just before I open the lines for the questions, I would like to make one announcement. We have a support group, which is called Facebook group, which is called Five Elements Share. If you are not in it yet, please participate in that share, because that's where you can ask your questions, and I'm following that group and I'm answering the questions. But you can also play with each other, like experiment and share what you can do, what the field can do to you, for you, and just share. It's the group that is for you. The only thing sometimes, your Facebook name is different from the name on my records. So if that is the case, let me know. You can always write to me at fiveelementsrejuvenation@gmail.com to that email. Ask your questions and let me know something. You can also follow our activities and all the information at our website, fiveelementsrejuvenation.com. And when you follow the face group, I announce sometimes I give free healings, and there will be a free healing next week, and that will be a power facial, and I will just announce the time, but you, by saying yes or clicking like, you can also accept that healing, because this healing is done to people who are participating in package A and B, but also who is accepting this healing. Okay, so each time we are going to discuss a different meditation. So next time we are working with the hands and nails, and please listen to that meditation before you come to the call, just for you to know what is going to happen, and you can ask your questions through this workshop. Okay, so now I'm opening the lines, and I have people who have their hands up, and the first person, okay, John Richman, very noisy line. Hello, John. It's a very noisy line, so let me mute you. Okay, very noisy. Okay, the next caller is Adams 512.
This is Patricia.
Patricia, okay.
Hi. Yes. Hi, Anna. Hello. Thank you so much. That was really, really good. I had a message of trust the magic is what I heard.
Trust the magic? Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yes. I thought that was just beautiful. Uh-huh. I loved it. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, I know you worked some on this on today, but I wanted to ask you a question. On my right eye, on the inside and on the outside, there is these little tiny, like, hard bumps. And I've had them periodically. I mean, they don't hurt. They're not, you know, they're just there, but I don't, it's kind of like, well, I don't really care for them to be there, but I just don't know what that, do you have any sense what that might be going on?
Are they is there any kind of fatty deposit inside or not?
Yeah, it's like, but they're not, not to be, you know, graphic, but I mean, they're not oozing or anything like that. They're hard, but they do seem to have like some kind of little, you know, hard pocket in there or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me tap into that energy. It is connected with some traumatic experiences. So that's all I can tell you at the moment, because obviously to deal with it, you need a specific healing. But my recommendation for you right now is just allow. What is the beauty and the magic of that field that you can really, you don't have to do anything. You can get everything from that field. And we'll discuss it a little bit more next time. But you just look at, energetically look at that place. Like right now, let's step into that place.
Okay.
And just allow the energy of the field to work on it. Like call in the frequency of the field to work on it. Well, what I can immediately see is that the frequency of the yellow is working on it.
Okay.
And just do in the field, do what we did today during the power clearing, and just go to that spot, just see the frequency. It can be more than one, and then you will feel the multitude of colors. It can be just one color. Or call all the elements at the same time to start working. But just look, concentrate with your observation just on that particular spot. And for a while, observe what is happening, because like right now, when I'm observing what is happening, I can see that the work is done. But also you can go through the fields to really work on it, like what we did, like go to the to your physical body, to the physical field, go to the emotional field. The energy will find the way and the pathways, because, you know, on our face, there is a reflection of everything that is inside in the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and from the life, past lifetimes, right? So it's everything
right.
is in there. So to work on one thing, you need to start working on it and then allow the field to pick up that work on everything and bring in more light from that field. You know, it's almost like a breath. Out, in, out. In, out, and that's what the field is doing. It's breathing, right? So just allow to stay with the pace of that breathing and that clearing, but in your intention. And that's the information not only for you, that's the information for everyone. Just keep the intention, your intention on just on that, your awareness of that sport. And then let me know about your results. Let me know how it has cleared, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, let me unlock Jusain.
Hello, Ina.
Hi, Jusain. How are you?
Good, and you? Thank you for this beautiful work. It's really so powerful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And the message I got was, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So, I just have a question. I've been listening to your MP3s, and the rainbow frequencies are really, for me, beyond words. There's nothing to describe. It's so awesome. And I was wondering if you could help me is how I've been sweating a lot. And I was wondering if you could just scan and see what's showing for me and how can I work with what's really taking place on the physical level.
Sweating during the meditation or in general?
No, not in general. It's when I work in the garden. It's really sweating in the garden when I work in the garden. Mm-hmm. Or when I dance, of course, yeah.
Okay. In general, excessive sweating, right, is the energy of the metal element. So it's basically the energy of the immune system. So that's what you will work with when you start working in the field on excessive sweating. You will start working with the metal element. But when I, because this call is about the rainbow frequencies facial and about the facial thing, mm-hmm. what I'm just looking on your face right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking and scanning. Okay, so where is the energy? Where can we, from this microsystem, where can we pick up the energy of what is going on? And this is the areas under your eyes, but not mm-hmm. immediately under your eyes, but a little bit lower, like not in the circles of your eyes, but a little bit lower. So basically, that is the energy of the water element, but also there are stomach points there. So that's the energy of the earth.
Okay.
So that's what, when you start working on your sweating, you can start from these areas. You just observe these areas. But also, that's a very good question, Jazane, because that gives the information not just for you, but for everyone. For example, you have something that is going on in your life or on your face. For example, excessive sweating, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you do first when you want to work with this particular meditation, you just imagine the energies of your face and as you follow, where does the energy pick up that intention? Okay, sweating, where does the energy pick up that intention? That's exactly what I did right now. I went to where the energy led me. Mm-hmm. But before you do that, don't forget to step into the energies of the multidimensional beauty spa, because that's where that the energy field that is created for your work. So you just don't do that. Don't do it like just like that. But step into the energy of the beauty spa with your intention, and for 1 minute, just stay there and start feeling the frequencies of that place. Start feeling joy and love and freedom and beauty and harmony, and then start working. Okay, field, show me where is that energy located on my face, and start from there. Then you will work on the whole issue, okay?
Okay, thank you. And it makes sense because right now our family problem or issue is the immune system, so it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, once again, I am picking up the line. Oh, again, Richmond, very, very noisy line. John?
859. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi. Okay, hi. Okay, now I can hear you, but it's a little bit noisy, this line.
Yeah.
Okay, better now.
Oh
gosh. Okay. No, I cannot hear anything. I'm sorry. You have to write the question on either via email or on support share, because I cannot hear you. There's so much interference on the line.
Yes, I'm hearing that.
Oh, okay. Now it's better.
Is that better?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's better.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I heard you on the call. You were doing some work with the eyes, but I kind of went into a different zone or something and didn't really hear everything that you said. But so my question is about eyes. I have a lot of different things going on with my eyes. One is that my left eye has been dilated for about 40 years, and my eyes have become very contracted as I've gotten older. And I wondered if the contraction has something to do with maybe a brain, my brain contracting, or my eyes get so much smaller. And so there's some other things going on, but I was just wondering if you could tell me anything about that.
Okay, so again, well, even though today we are not working on the eyes, but it's part of the face, and there is no specific class on the eyes. The eyes are a very different microsystem. It has a lot of energies from the previous lives. So basically, they have very, very deep energy. So there's something that I'm sensing right now. These are the energies that what is happening is the energies that are manifesting themselves from the third life from where you are right now back, and that's what is going on. So basically, my advice right now at this point of time, because again, you might need a specific session to deal with that completely. But what you can do when you step into the field of energies, into that multidimensional beauty spa, just allow yourself to concentrate on the areas that are not in harmony, right? And again, ask the energies of the five elements to start working on it with the frequencies that color frequencies and other frequencies that you need most. And see, they will just observe what is going to happen. And observe the way that we did it on the call. So observe it. Start observing it on the surface of the eye. Then go deeper into the eye.
Okay.
Then go into the physical body. Just a second, because the clearing is going on your eye right now. Okay. So it's at the same time I'm working on you, on your eye, and we are talking. Yeah. So that's what is happening right now. So observe where the energy is going. What is the energy showing me? Also, this energy went to the digestive system, but also to the patterns of abuse three lives from now. Okay. So that's from the previous life. The energy is coming from the previous life. But what you can do, and allow me just to do a quick clearing on it. But yes, just go with the flow. Go with the flow. Like you can listen to the rainbow frequencies facial, but you can also step into the field and start working just on the eye.
Okay.
From time to time, just find 5 minutes and step into that field. Close your eyes, step into the field. See what are the frequencies that are working on it. See what energies they are picking. And go through physical body, just observing the physical body where this energy went to. Because I could see that this energy went to your spleen. It went to your digestive system. Your digestive system was the prime system that started clearing through my observation. Okay? Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, you're very welcome. How are you feeling right now?
Really well.
Okay, good. All right, so I just did a little bit of like kind of power work on you, but as I said, there should be a deeper clearing on it, okay?
Okay, thank you very
much. Okay, thank you. Well, stay in touch about your results. Tell me what is happening, okay? Thank you. Okay, and then Adams Enterprise 512. Austin?
Oh, hi. This is Patricia. We already talked.
Oh, hi, Patricia. Sorry, I forgot to...
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Santa Barbara, 805.
Hi, and it's Judy.
Oh, hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm okay, except I've been getting joint pains because of I don't have a kitchen right now, and I've been eating... like a lot of bread and things, and I just noticed now my wrist hurts from adjusting a seat. So I'm a little frustrated with that, and I think it's causing me stress. But what I wanted to ask was when we focus, or let's say we're working on ourselves without the meditations, if we focus on one area, is that how you intensify the area in this, you know, in a specific place? Just set your intention, it's going to get more intense in that area, the energies?
The energy is following our intention, and a lot of physicists like Einstein or Tesla, they just came to the conclusion that the energy goes where the thought goes. And because we are creators, right? So we have that power of directing the energy. And that is why it's very important to observe, to look at the energy, to see what is happening, to see where it's going, really. When you start observing, the energy immediately starts changing. The only thing is what we did in the meditation, what we're doing through the meditations and through our work on this call right now, we were doing this process in a linear way. So really observing step by step, because that's what our mind can accept. In reality, what is happening, work is releasing old patterns, absorbing more light. It's all happening at the same time.
So when we're working with the field, can we just ask the field to take care of all aspects, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual?
Yes.
And without specific, just please take care of whatever is going on right now, or do you need to be more specific?
You don't have to be more specific, because the field will pick up much more than your mind will pick up in reality. The only thing that you can do, as I said, just observe linearly, because that's how our mind got used to work on this earth, to have a linear observation. That's why when we were going through a meditation, we went through observing it on the face, like on just in the flat surface, yeah, of the face. And then we started going deep into the physical body, just to see where the energy goes in the physical body. Then see where the energy goes in your emotional body. Observe it in different ways. Like what I see, for example, I see, but it doesn't have to be for all of you what I see, because you have your own methods of observation through your senses. What I see is just like, you know, sometimes it's like a sponge. The it's soaking more and more and more and more. Okay, so that's how I see the energies are working. With you, for example, with the joints and this stuff, like it's emotional stuff that is stuck in there in your wrist. But when I look on the surface of your face, right, I immediately see that these energies are accumulated around your mouth, around your whole mouth. I can see there.
I had teeth removed, and I've noticed now, because of the bone loss, I'm getting wrinkles I wouldn't have had. So my question to you is, if I add the dentist add bone back into my mouth, would those wrinkles go away? Would the bone hold? Because I've heard it doesn't always hold. Is that a waste of money? But the bone loss, I think, is not healthy for the body. So I'm not sure what to do in that respect.
Well, Judy, I cannot really advise or recommend someone, because we have a free will. Like, no matter what I tell you, you will do what you think intuitively is right for you, right? So I understand what you're saying. I understand that, yes, the wrinkles can accumulate around it if there is something missing. Of course, there is a dent in the energy, right? So the energy is trying to restore itself, but because there is that gap, like the wrinkle is forming. However, what I can recommend just to work with the energy on that. So if that's your intention, that work on that. If you are not sure what to do, because of course any surgical invasion is still an invasion, right? If you are not sure what to do, just step into that field and just step into the energy of the field, into the advice. What is the best for your energy system? What is the best to go around it? Because you really don't want that dentistry done, but you want it. What's the best? And what's the best place for me to start working on to resolve that? So that's the only thing I can recommend to you. I cannot make that decision for you. Because it's your free will. You are to make your decision, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I just realized when you said that losing bone loss may be the reason I get headaches. Part of the reason. I don't want to oversimplify it, but I just realized when you were talking that could cause headaches and lack of digestion too. So, yeah, okay. So just work on that field of the loss in that area.
Yes, yes, and we have a specific class on the teeth health right now. On your face, I can see that the energy that is connected with that is accumulated around your mouth. That's all I can say. And if I am within the frame of this class, within the frame of this work, if I wanted to help you, and if I were you, I would. Okay, tap into it and see where the energy, which part of the face the energy will lead you to start work. Because that you need that starting point. As soon as you started, then the energy will pick up your intention and start going to the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, to your life, clearing everything around it and everything inside it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Ina.
You're very welcome, Judy. Okay, the next caller is Roseanne. Ooh. Hi, Roseanne.
Is that me?
Hey, it's you.
Oh, well, gosh, I already talked with you.
Oh, you talked with me.
about the eyes, about the eyes.
Okay. I just forgot to
thank you.
Drop your hand. Uh-huh. Okay, then there's Celine.
Hi, Ina. Thank
Hi.
You so much. That was really beautiful. You helped me, I was taken to many beautiful spaces. Thank you. Yeah, and the message that came was congratulations on a job well done.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a question. I don't know if it's something that you would be able to speak to in this first call, but I am curious about the Sirius star connection with the multidimensional field. The connection, with the love field. I don't know if you can expand on what you had briefly mentioned in your written information.
Mm-hmm. I think that it goes, like your question, unfortunately, goes beyond the scope of this call.
Okay.
What I am going to say is that what is happening is that this is the new age, right? The new era when the more and more energies and the variety of higher frequencies that the energy body of a person can absorb right now, these energies are available more and more on this earth. And people come to different realizations of what kind of energies are working with them. And what I'm going to say is that we don't have to identify and to specify them because, in first place, there are different aspects in the variety of energies and there are different aspects that are working with it. If you feel a strong connection, then it's not for nothing that you have that strong connection. And then these energies, obviously, they are on some level, they are working with you. And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Ina. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are very welcome. Okay. And Edmonton, 780.
Hello, Ina. It's
Hi.
Darlene. Awesome to be
Hi.
Chatting with you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. I don't seem to have, I'm a senior, and I'm just in loving this work. I feel the energies. I got a message which was trust myself more and more, which I was very pleased with. I have a sagging chin, you know, the extra skin underneath it's loose. And my mother didn't have that, but my grandmother had that. And I'm wondering if there's anything that you can help me with there.
Well, definitely. Guess what? Not only me, but the energies of the five elements are going to help you in there. Like any sagging skin, a little bit of sagging skin, that means that the energy of the earth is not holding very well. There can be a variety of reasons for that, like really, really a variety of reasons. So what you are going to do, you are going just to step into that field and tap into that field and bring in the, allow, right, trust, and allow the energies of the five elements to bring in the color, which would be the most beneficial for you. But at the same time, just observe what is happening. Observe what is happening with your chin, with your neck. Well, as we are talking right now, I can feel the energies are working on it. They're already working on it. And what I can feel, even though this is the earth element, as I said, right? That's the earth element, which is responsible for the function of holding. That's why it's sagging a little bit, right? But I can see the silver frequencies are working on it. So then I know that this is the metal that is working on it right now.
Awesome. I didn't know it was metal, so that's very helpful. I'm also low in collagen, and I've been calling the collagen in just because I learned about it. Is it in picking up, too? Can you get a sense of that picking up, the energies going into my body?
There is the energy of collagen there that is working on that as well. We'll talk more about how to create these energy essences of what you need. But, you know, again, the best, you know, not to, okay, for example, there's a big difference. One, I'm saying, okay, I think I need collagen, so I will form it within this field. And that's when your ego is stepping into that, like, because it's the best to work with this field is to step into that and to say, okay, I allow that field to work on everything that needs. And if you have the sense intuitively by observation that that's the collagen that is being worked on, wonderful. That means that what it is. Because look at, that's exactly how within what I did demonstrated that my mind can be wrong. Because from the Chinese medicine, I know that that's the earth element that is responsible for sagging, right? But when I stepped into the field and allowed mentally the energies to start working it, I saw that that is the energy of the metal that started working in it. And actually, that's the energy of the emotional field of the metal element that started. It's still working. I still can see, you know, like that flashes of metallic, little flashes around your face everywhere. And I know that the patterns of sadness and even deep grief that is working out, that these are the passages, the energy pathways that are being released right now to allow your skin to start absorbing more light. Look, that's the difference between my mind deciding what to do with you and the energy deciding of the multidimensional.
I knew the silver was right on, but I also have medically on a machine that I've had testing on. My collagen has been like at a very, very low level, so that was kind of a medical machine. But no, I love the silver and I am feeling it. I just thought, yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. There's nothing wrong. Like, I don't tell you, very good. You know that you are lacking collagen, but that's the metal element that is helping you with that, because you said collagen. In this field will pick up every single word, every single thought that you have in that field. And that's what I'm feeling into right now. Well, just feel, like everyone, please, like give yourself just 1 minute to tap into what's your name again? I'm sorry.
That's Darlene. And sadness and guilt was right on. I mean, I know I'm working with those energies emotionally. So.
Right. So wonderful. So look, I can feel from your field right now by tapping into your field that I can feel now the work is almost done with that silver energy. And I can feel that your face like kind of lifted up a little bit, like that means that there is a little bit more collagen now in there. Even within 1 minute, there is more collagen, right?
Wow. I'm so grateful that I bought this program. Thank you, my dear.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So there is one more hand from the anonymous caller.
Hi, Ina.
Hi.
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
My question is, I have huge bags under my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you could please help with that.
Okay, so when I tap in it, again, look, I am tapping in it, right? So that is my, as a healer, this is my judgment, right? And I'm saying, okay, I can sense that there is really a burden of lower frequencies from the past lives carrying, like, really the burden of something, the weight of something, the weight of some, you know, like, of something, of some events. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Uh-huh. Okay, wonderful. So that's what I'm sensing. But to start working on it, right, really, again, step into the field right now with me.
Okay.
And feel what is happening.
I see the color blue.
Right. Wonderful. What is the shade?
Ocean blue.
Beautiful. You know that under the eyes is the area of the water element? Okay, so it started working already on you. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
And again, allow it, like with your mind, allow it. Right now, I told you, it comes from the past, burden from the past lives, okay? It feels, it's not just under your eyes, like the whole energy field is carrying that burden. But ask the energies to resolve it for you. Step into the field and allow them to, this frequency that you brought, that the field brought out for you, allow it to work with that burden. And now, like, sense what is happening with you right now. Like, I can feel it.
Yeah, I feel something happening.
Uh-huh. Right.
And by the way, you are correct, because I had bags. I remember being in kindergarten and having them, because a teacher
mm-hmm.
called my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to ask if I was sleeping, and I was. It's just so, yeah, it's definitely a past life
mm-hmm.
thing then.
Absolutely. This is the past life disharmony.
And when we do the rainbow facial, mm-hmm. you work with a lot of primary colors. Can I change them? Because I like more pastel colors. Or should I stick with the colors you talk about?
You can bring the colors that are coming to your mind.
Okay,
because,
good. Okay.
You know, this is the uniform. Like, water is blue. Wood is green, fire is red. Be careful, actually, with the fire. That's why I brought more the energy of joy, not the color. But my advice is, please, guys, bring in your colors, the colors that are coming into your observation. These are the best for you, right?
Great.
That's you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you feel a difference in your energy field right now?
I feel more of it's come up, but I need to let it go. It feels like it's all on the surface now, and, mm-hmm. and I just have to find a way to let it go.
Right. Right. So work with the field and let it go, because energetically I can feel that your energy field has become lighter right now, and that's the most important thing. That's the change.
So then all I need to do is just ask it for the past life stuff to be resolved. That's it?
Yes, and observe how the colors are changing and what is changing. But with your linear observation, go through physical body, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, and through your life, through your past lives. You know? Just follow the energy through that framework, and that's all there is to it, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, guys, I'm sorry, there are many more hands raised, but I cannot already, we went 15 minutes beyond the limit of our workshop, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you got something that you can use, something that you can really implement in your life. I love you all. Be ready for the healing through your hands and nails. It's another beautiful system. And just know that every single word in the meditation, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, it has a meaning, it has a flow, and it has a clearing, because these meditations are part of this multidimensional frequency field. You can play with that field through a meditation, or you can play with that field with your intention, just stepping in that field and being in there. Thank you very much for your attention. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for the beautiful questions, and have a really, really great weekend, guys. Thanks a lot.